Welcome to our short story series, A Walk in the Dark. I am your host, Bob Berry. Sitting comfortably reading on your front porch on a Saturday afternoon sounds ideal, doesn't it? Sometimes, however, just the sight of children playing on a newly mowed lawn can lead to a mystifying event. Let's visit a late afternoon.
It was a peaceful midsummer late afternoon, with a silent breeze that barely made the leaves quiver. I sat on my front porch, reading something that I can't recall because I became entranced by a mini-drama unfolding a block away. Children playing, laughing, crisscrossing the yard of a modern single-level white house with black shutters. The children giggled loudly as they chased one another across the well-kept carpet of grass. The sun was beginning to slide into the west as the kids cavorted as if in celebration, running this way and that without a care in the world. Oh, to be young again. There was a white sign near the base of a tree in front of the White House that I hadn't noticed before. The sign moved. Oh, wind, maybe. Suddenly, everything deadened. The slight breeze stopped, as did the noise of traffic. There was a stunned silence, and a block away, the children still scampered, but their voices were muted. The sun overhead appeared tarnished. Nothing was as it should be. I stared at the children and at the sign at the base of the tree. Suddenly, the sign moved. It was a woman in a white skirt, not a sign. One by one, the children approached her and stood near her as she handed them something from a basket. The first girl curtsied and laid on the ground, unmoving. Then a boy was given something and also laid down, unmoving. Likewise, a third, three reposing children playing dead, all after being given something from the basket. The scene became hazy as I was confused as I tried to fathom what I had witnessed. One minute they were happily playing, then convincingly playing dead by the tree. All noiseless now. I dozed. When I woke, I looked at the White House a block away. Silent now. No children. Nothing around the tree. My old age aberrations, perhaps. Suddenly, the woman in the white skirt appeared from behind the tree, yielding a hammer and placing a sign into the ground by the tree facing my direction. She made two savage swings at the stake, holding the sign, and it was firmly in place. No, in bold, red letters, it read, "House for sale." There came the echoed voices of children giggling. I saw none, but I heard them. I know I did. I fled into my house in fear, not looking back. Later in the day came a knock at my front door. I opened, and a young woman in a crisp white skirt wearing red tights stood smiling.
I noticed you earlier. Bet you were wondering what those doggone kids were doing in my yard.
Oh, just a bit curious.
I'll bet. Just horseplay, as my dad used to say.
You look familiar. Have we met before?
Of course, silly. I'm you.
Beg pardon?
I'm you. Earlier times, of course.
I don't understand.
I know. Can we talk? On your porch, perhaps?
All right. Yes, sit on the porch swing. It's the most comfortable.
Won't you sit with me?
I prefer the wicker chair. Are you an actress, by chance?
Heavens, no.
Why did you say you are me? I thought maybe it was a pretense that
you're... Of course I'm you. You see, there are many unexplainable things going on in our universe. Births, deaths, accidents, love, hate, those sorts of things. And weirder things, too.
Such as?
Well, people's lives intersecting. Like ours. Hey, I'm not nuts or anything.
Why are you saying these things?
To prepare you.
For what, may I ask?
Resurrection, of course. Everything is based on circles. The universe, the stars, planets, atoms, the human life cycle. We are all born, live, die, but can return in another form if we want. If we choose to do so.
Interesting. How old are you?
How old do you think I am?
I would say 16, maybe.
Close enough.
But when you were playing with the children, you appeared younger. Then later, I saw you putting the sign into the ground and you appeared older.
We can do that. I could be your age if I wanted, but I don't.
Thanks, I guess.
No disrespect, but you know it's going to happen. Sometime, somewhere out of the blue. And wouldn't it be nice to know that someone is standing in the wings to take your place?
And that would be you?
Of course.
Sure, you're not an actress. I'm puzzled. The children and that for sale sign you put in the yard.
Oh, the children are just being children. Noisy rascals, aren't they?
Where do they come from?
The neighborhood. Me too. I was the one in red tights and white skirt.
That was you?
Yep.
Leanne, I'm very tired and I need to lie down for my afternoon nap. You'll have to excuse me. Perhaps we can talk another day.
Someday you will understand what I'm saying. I'm not crazy or anything.
Oh, I believe you.
No, you don't. You'll see. I'm leaving now. Enjoy your nap.
She left. And I was trying to understand the conversation that just took place. I looked outward at the house where earlier the children had been playing. No one in sight. I laid down. Soon I was dreaming that I was approaching the White House. The for sale sign letters were bigger than I remembered, with blood red lettering. Kids were once again frolicking on the beautifully manicured front lawn. They were all dressed in white, boys and girls, except for one girl who wore red tights under a white skirt. No one noticed me as they were having too much fun. Suddenly, the music stopped, and they all fell on the ground. Except for the girl in the red tights who saw me and walked slowly my way.
I knew you would come. I'm Emily. Hey, everybody, look who's here!
The youngsters pulled themselves off the grass and came slowly toward me. Zombie-like. They stared at me with dead eyes. I was frozen with fear. Suddenly I awoke with a start and had trouble breathing. I calmed down by gulping air and raising my arms high above my head. A dream. Just a stupid dream. Then I heard the tapping. A gentle tapping on my front door. I got out of bed and moved gingerly toward the door. Yes? No answer. Who is it? One tap came. I reached for the doorknob and opened. There stood the little girl in red tights and white skirt.
Why won't you come out and play with us?
What is your name again, child?
The same as yours.
I don't understand.
My full name is Emily Ann Patchett. Dad wasn't fond of calling me Emily, so he called me Lee Ann. Get it? Last part of Emily, then Ann. So I'm stuck with Lee Ann. But I always liked Emily better, so...
And you identify with me because of that?
Disappointed?
No, but I don't...
No buts here. You either like me or you don't.
I like you. I really do, but I don't
understand... Stop with the butt word. Jeez.
Sorry.
Are we always going to be like this?
Like what?
Disjointed. Hell, I don't know. I'm not sure I'm happy being you. Can you just lighten up a bit?
I'll try.
Well, you better, Missy, because I'm dying here, and I mean it. Dying! But if I do die, I mean, you'd better be ready for some bad behavior.
In my lifetime, I have never been threatened, and I don't intend to be now. Whoever you pretend to be or think you are, get out of my life and good luck in your future adventures.
You want me to leave?
Yes.
There's an old saying, what goes around comes around.
Goodbye, Leanne. I spent the next several weeks in my normal routine, as I have done since my husband passed away. But I had not forgotten the childlike whimsies of the would-be Emily. I pitied the poor, young, troubled girl who was evidently seeking solace in her fantasy world. I peeked out the side of the curtain and saw that the White House was now fronted with a sold sign. It was a morning sometime later when I was reading the obituary section of the newspaper when a timid tapping came at my door. I opened it, and smiling little glassy-eyed faces greeted me. Tiny Leanne, in her brilliant white skirt and red tights, stood at the back, staring at me.
Would you like to play with us? We will be waiting.
I slammed the door shut and leaned my back against it, terrified. My heart pounded as it had never had before, and I began sliding down the door. My bottom touched the floor, and I was staring straight into the kitchen and through its windows into the beautiful greenery of the backyard. The image of the bird feeder and the ever-present oak tree. Picture perfect. I smiled. Then a black curtain slowly, peacefully, crisscrossed the image.
A Late Afternoon was written and directed by Bob Berry. The cast included Hazel Gillespie and Katie Withers. Original theme music by Brian Lee Wheat. Produced at Village Recording Studio, Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm your host, Bob Berry. Join us again for another unusual tale from A Walk in the Dark.